Have you ever looked at a wide-body jet pushing back from the gate and wondered how much fuel that thing burns per seat per mile? I'm Tower and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about efficiency. Not the kind you think about on your cross-country in a Cessna 172, but the kind that moves 300 people across an ocean and determines which airlines survive and which ones don't. Simple Flying just published their list of the 5 most fuel-efficient wide-body aircraft in commercial service right now in 2026. And before we dig into it, there's a caveat that matters. Fuel efficiency on a widebody is not a fixed number. It depends on how many seats the airline crams in, how far the airplane flies on a given route, and how much cargo is in the belly. The same airframe can look like a fuel sipper or a gas guzzler, depending on configuration. So keep that in mind as we walk through this. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's count these down. Number 5 on the list is the Airbus A330-900, the NEO variant. NEO stands for New Engine Option, and in this case, that means the Rolls-Royce Trent 7000. Airbus took the A330 airframe, which has been flying since the mid-1990s, and gave it new engines, new wing sharklets, and some aerodynamic cleanup. The result is an airplane that burns about 25% less fuel per seat than the original A330. Now, it's not a clean sheet design, it's a refresh, but that's actually part of its appeal to airlines. Lower acquisition costs than something brand new, familiar maintenance programs, and significantly better economics than the airplane it replaces. You see these flying medium to long haul routes where a 787 or A350 would be too much airplane. Number 4 is the Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner. This is the middle child of the Dreamliner family and arguably the sweet spot. The 787 was revolutionary when it entered service back in 2011. Composite fuselage, bleedless engines, electric systems replacing pneumatic ones. Boeing claimed 20% better fuel burn than the airplanes it replaced, and the real-world numbers have largely backed that up. The -9 stretches the fuselage over the original -8, carrying around 290 passengers in a typical two-class layout. What makes the 787 interesting from an efficiency standpoint is that it was designed from day one to be efficient at ranges and passenger counts where older widebodies were wasteful. It opened routes that didn't exist before because the economics finally worked. Point to point, skipping the hubs. That's the Dreamliner's real legacy. Number 3. The Airbus A350-900. Here's where it gets interesting, because the A350 and the 787 are often compared head-to-head, and the A350 generally edges ahead on per-seat fuel burn. It's a newer design. It entered service in 2015, and Airbus went with a composite fuselage and the Rolls-Royce XWB engine, which was purpose-built for this airframe. The -900 carries around 300 passengers in a standard three-class configuration, and airlines have been deploying it on everything from 7-hour transatlantic runs to ultra-long-haul routes, pushing 18 or 19 hours. The A350-900 is the airplane that retired a lot of aging A340s and 777s. And when you compare the fuel burn numbers, you understand why. We're talking roughly 25% better than the airplanes it replaced seat for seat. Number 2 might surprise some people. It's the Airbus A350-1000. The bigger version of the airplane we just talked about. Now, you might think bigger means less efficient, but that's not how it works with modern widebodies. The A350-1000 stretches the fuselage to carry around 360 to 400 passengers, depending on configuration, and it does it with only marginally more fuel than the -900 per seat per mile. The math actually gets better because you're spreading the fixed costs of moving that airframe across more passengers. Airbus designed the -1000 to compete directly with the Boeing 777. And on efficiency, it wins that comparison convincingly. Airlines like Qatar Airways and Cathay Pacific have been using these on their flagship long-haul routes. And the economics are a big reason why. And number 1, the most fuel-efficient widebody in commercial service in 2026 is the Boeing 777-9, the 777X. This is Boeing's newest widebody, and it had a long and difficult road to service entry. The program was delayed multiple times. Certification took longer than expected, but now that it's flying, the numbers are impressive. The 777-9 uses the GE9X engine, which is the largest commercial jet engine ever built, and it pairs that with a new composite wing that is the longest Boeing has ever produced. The folding wingtips, which were a first for a commercial airplane, allow it to use the same gates as the original 777 while having a wingspan that would otherwise require wider taxiway clearances. Here's what you need to know about the 777X from an efficiency standpoint. Boeing claims it burns 10% less fuel per seat than the 777-300ER it replaces. That might not sound like a lot on paper, but on a 13-hour flight carrying 400 passengers, 10% is an enormous amount of jet fuel. We're talking thousands of gallons per flight. Multiply that across a fleet and across a year, and you're looking at savings that make or break route profitability. Now, why should any of this matter to you if you're flying a Piper Cherokee or a Bonanza on the weekends? A couple of reasons. First, these efficiency numbers drive fleet decisions, and fleet decisions drive which airports get service. When a widebody can fly farther on less fuel, airlines open new nonstop routes. That changes traffic patterns. It changes airspace congestion, and if you're based near a commercial airport, it changes the mix of traffic you're sharing the pattern or the approach with. Second, the technology trickles down. Composite structures, advanced aerodynamics, more efficient engine designs. The same engineering principles that make a 777X sip fuel at flight level 350 are showing up in general aviation. The new Cirrus and Cessna airframes benefit from manufacturing techniques that were pioneered for transport category aircraft. And third, fuel efficiency is increasingly tied to regulation. The International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, has carbon emission standards that are tightening. Airlines that can't meet those standards face surcharges and restrictions. That affects ticket prices, it affects which routes survive, and it shapes the future of the entire aviation industry. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on these rankings. An airline that packs 450 seats into an A350-1000 in an all-economy configuration is going to post wildly different per-seat numbers than one flying the same airframe with 40 business class suites. Seating density is probably the single biggest variable in these comparisons, and it's the one that gets glossed over most often. So when you see fuel efficiency rankings, always ask the next question. Efficient for whom? Per seat? Per mile? Per revenue passenger kilometer? The answer changes the list. The source on this one is Simple Flying, and you can find the full breakdown at their site. For more from ATIS and the rest of our lineup, check out radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart, fly informed, and we'll see you next time.